Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have a member of the Zonta Club of Jamestown, Pam Phillips, joining us. Pam, welcome to our show.
Hello, I am so glad to be here.
Well, we're very excited to have you back because the last time we talked about the upcoming Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch that you guys are hosting, the second annual.
Yes.
We didn't have our winners, but we have them. We're going to be announcing
them now.
Yeah. We'll be announcing those, so you guys want to stay tuned for that. But first, for our listeners, Pam, tell us a little bit more about the Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch.
Well, three years ago, we decided that there wasn't enough recognition in Jamestown and the Stutzman County area for those women who just do battle every day with whatever they're working on, you know. And so we decided we're going to step up a little bit to the plate and going to start recognizing some outstanding women. So last year we recognized four. Well, this year we're recognizing five, because you can't stop the train when it's rolling.
And you know, and I'm sure if there was time and if there was enough energy to put forth to it, you guys would recognize hundreds of women.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But we're going to do this once a year.
Yeah.
And so I want people to be thinking now after the brunch on Saturday, and everybody's invited.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to be a Zonchan. You don't have to be a leader yourself. You don't have to even be an adult, you know. You can, if mothers want to bring their young daughters, it's a perfect event to show how leadership goes with women.
Absolutely. So again, Pam Phillips with the Jamestown Zonta Club joining us. Second annual Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch is this Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Bunker in Jamestown. Let's give those winners, Pam. Let's announce those lucky women.
We have five winners this year, and you probably will recognize their names. We have Kelly Krein from Lloyd's Motors, Tina Lawrence from the University of Jamestown, Cheryl McIntyre from the Jamestown Public Schools, Karen Crane, also from the University of Jamestown, and Betty Jo Krenz from the Sacred Journey Lodge in Woodworth.
Wow, that's
all
amazing. And the thing is, they were nominated by area individuals, right?
Yes, they were nominated by people in our community who said, these are outstanding women. These women need to be recognized.
That's amazing.
And when you read, because we got a nomination form from the person who nominated them, and then we sent the nominees another form where that they filled out themselves about things that they've done, things they've been involved in. And so when you read both sets of information, it's incredible.
It's incredible
what these women do on a day-to-day basis.
It's really amazing. So again, Kelly, for longtime listeners of Let's Talk About It, I believe all five of these ladies have been on Let's Talk About It before.
I'm sure they have.
You say these names. I know this person. I know what they've done. Yes. I know what they're doing, which is really amazing. And they'll be honored on Saturday, March 25th. This brunch, it costs $20 to attend.
Yes.
And you will also have your keynote speaker, which you finally nailed down, too.
Yep. Our keynote speaker is Senator Joan Heckerman. She's the Senate Minority Leader. She's been serving in the Senate since 2006, and her focus this session is on the areas of education and human services.
Oh, that's
and
awesome.
And she is just a neat lady. I think people are going to be impressed with what she has to say. And you know, there aren't a whole lot of women in state government.
It's true.
Yeah. You know, so she's one of the rising stars. So we're glad to have her.
Wonderful. So Joan Heckerman, the keynote speaker for the upcoming second annual Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch this Saturday, again, March 25th, 10 to 1 at the Bunker in Jamestown. Pam, you said anybody can attend. And really interesting stuff about the event. A lot of those who are putting the time and effort into it are women in our area, right?
Yes.
With the trophies and the brunch and everything?
Yep.
Which is amazing.
Yep. And they get a really cool trophy. You just have to come and see it. It's a it's a work of art. It's a it's a glass plate about the size of a piece of paper, and it's in a holder, a wrought iron holder on a wooden base, and then the plaque sits on the wooden base, but when you look at it, you don't see the plaque. You just see a piece of art.
Really?
And a piece of art.
I like that.
You know, we didn't want to give a paperweight or something like that, you know. Wanted to give them something that was artsy like they are.
So, yeah, absolutely. I love it. I do
it's
love
just
it.
It's cool.
It's very cool. So congrats to Kelly Krein, Tina Lawrence, Cheryl McIntyre, Karen Crane, and Betty Jo Krenz, the 2017 winners. And like you said, Pam, for our listeners out there, keep in mind some of these ladies as we go into 2018, because then we'll have the third annual luncheon coming around.
Yep.
So.
Yep. We want to make this an annual event. We want it to get bigger and bigger every year. The fact fact that we're at the bunker this year is kind of cool because it's a little more space.
Yeah.
You know, and people know where the bunker is. If you don't know where the bunker, just go up Third Avenue when you get to the top of the hill. It's that old golf.
Used to be Hillcrest Golf
Hillcrest
Course, right?
Golf Course. Yeah, there you go. I was looking for the word, couldn't find it.
There it
anyway,
is.
Anyway, so there it is right there. There's parking right there. So
awesome.
Come at 10 o'clock, stay till 1. You'll have a good time. It'll be fun.
And delicious food, too.
Yes.
Emma Rosie's Home Cooking,
Emma
right?
Emma Rosie, yeah. We're doing something in a puff pastry. I'm not quite sure what
good.
It is, but as soon as she said puff pastry, I went, okay, you got me hooked.
I'm in.
So we've got that coming, so that'll be good.
Perfect. Again, we have Pam Phillips, Jamestown Zonda Club. Pam, anything else you want to add in there or anything else you want to say about the luncheon or about the Zonda Club?
Well, the Zonda Club itself, we're an international women's organization, leadership organization, and we're trying to empower women all over the world with service and advocacy. We have a presence at the UN. We're not a member of the UN, but we have people from the Zonda organization who sit at UN meetings and help with the UNICEF and the relief things that go on there. And locally, we sponsor local programs too. It's just a great... So if anybody's looking for a neat organization to belong to, give me a call. And also, if you can't get out to Riddles...
Which is where the tickets are.
Yeah,
Thank you for throwing that out.
Right. I forgot. Almost forgot that.
I did too.
Riddles will have tickets until Friday, but if you can't get out to Riddles, give me a call. 252-8417. And leave a message on my answering machine, and I will reserve tickets for you that you can pick up on Saturday.
Perfect. Couple ways to get information and the ways to get your tickets, Riddles Jewelry or call
Yes.
Him.
Yes, absolutely.
Perfect.
Or, you know, if you don't call me and you don't get to Riddles, you can come out and get them. We have kind of limited seating.
Right.
We've planned for about 50 people. And right now we've got some room. But,
good.
You know, as Saturday gets closer, who knows?
Yeah, those tickets might fly out the door. So.
Exactly.
Perfect. Well, Pam, thank you so much for joining us. And get out and support our local women, the second annual Outstanding Women Leadership Brunch this Saturday.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you, Pam, for joining us here on Let's Talk.
You're welcome.